come and get it. Now hear this.
I'm glad I got here before the rockets went off.
Hungry?
Starving.
Me too.
Me too.
What's on the menu?
You'll have to ask Judy. She's cooking breakfast this morning.
It's something I learned in cooking class just yesterday.
Oh, I didn't realize it was so late.
Me either.
Me neither.
I gotta get to work or Spacely will dock me.
Yeah, and I got a Martian history test. Can't miss it.
George, Elroy, come back here, you two. You want to hurt Judy's feelings?
That's okay. I'm not insulted, Mother.
Get back here, this microsecond, Astro.
Good boy, Astro. You came back on your own.
And I didn't even have to say a word.
You're ridden?
Okay, everybody. Egg and Copernicus coming up.
Oh! I'll take your other breakfast anytime.
Really rude.
I can't understand what's wrong.
The food around the cycle broke down again. That's what's wrong. And I think it's high time we get a new one, George Jetson.
A new one? What's wrong with this one? Nothing as far as I can see. You just got to learn how to duck better. Okay, so I'm not as fast as I used to be. Pull the plug on that thing, Rosie.
George, we can't spend breakfast, lunch, and dinner ducking food.
What do you want to do, Jane? Get rid of this food racket cycle? We've had it since we were married. It's an old friend, a member of the wedding. What do you think, Rosie?
Keep your wife and divorce the old friend.
Or we start eating out 3 times a day.
3 times a day? Okay, okay, the food racket cycle lobby wins.
What's the most popular food on Mars?
Is it chocolate Grebnadies, planetoid pizza, or fission fried chicken?
Grebnadies! It's Grebnadies!
Is it Grebnadies?
That's absolutely correct!
These questions were a snap. Anybody with half an IQ could get them. Ooh, and tonight my family will be on the show battling for the Grand Galactic Prize. Maybe old Cogsy should see me on Family Fallout, so he'll know what kind of a man he's up against.
I'm sorry, but I'm not here right now. Please leave your name and number and income tax bracket.
Ooh, I hate those answering machines.
Meantime, remember, when you need a cog, what name rings a bell? Cogswell, Cogswell, Cogswell.
I'd like to ring your bell, you ding-a-ling. You want a cog that no one can sell? Call Cogswell, Cogswell, Cogswell.
Absolutely correct. The hypotenuse of the Gladys degree divided by pi.
Some of the families on this show are pretty sure. Now, where can I find an opponent who's sure to lose the game? Somebody really dumb.
Excuse me, Mr. Spacely. I know how you hate to be bothered, but...
Jetson, come right in. I was just thinking of you. Have a seat, my good man.
Well, the reason I wanted to see you, Mr. Spacely, was that,
Me first, George. Have you ever heard of Family Fallout?
Sure. Isn't that the quiz show where you win lots of money?
You're smarter than I thought, Jetson. Have you ever thought of trying out for it?
Me? How could I ever get on the show?
Connections. Connections, my boy. You're looking at a friend whose middle name is Connections.
No, I wouldn't want you to go to any trouble, Mr. Spacely.
Nonsense. What are friends for? You'd like to be on the show, wouldn't you?
Well, sure, but the questions I ask are pretty tough.
George, my boy, don't underestimate yourself. More than necessary. And besides, with the winnings you'll get on the show, you won't ever have to ask me for a raise again.
Congratulations! You've won the Grand Galactic Prize! Say hello to your brand new Alpha Beta Romeo! But that's not all! We're sending you and your loved ones on an all-expense paid trip to beautiful Las Vegas! Yes, for 7 days and 7 nights of heavenly bliss. And as an extra added bonus, you'll be receiving tax-free $5 million!
See what I mean, champ? Just leave it to me, and I'll make sure you get a tryout for the game.
Wow, I can't wait till I tell Jane.
Jetson is the perfect employee. Trusting, loyal, and killable.
Family Fallout?
You know, Mother, it's that show where the MC goes around kissing everybody.
Yeah.
Elroy, those yuck kisses could be worth $5 million if you win.
I'm all puckered, Mr. J.
Hold that pucker, Rosie. Mr. Spacely just got us a tryout. We're not on the show yet.
Why do you suppose he's being so nice all of a sudden?
You underestimate him, Jane. Underneath that sneaky, mean exterior lies a kind, caring human being.
I'd have to see the x-rays first.
We'll never get on that show anyway. The families are all so hyper.
Well, when I think of $5 million and all those prizes, I could get pretty hyper, too.
Especially when you think of all the food racket cycles it would buy.
Well, it's a family quiz, and we're a family, and if we're doing it together...
Right, Dad. That's the key word. Together. How are we going to do it?
Together.
How are we going to do it?
Together.
It's time for Family Fallout with the star of the show, that lovable, huggable, kissable host, Richard Rocketeer.
Is everybody ready for some nuclear family warfare? Yeah! Let's meet our first contestant, the Jetson. Hello, Georgie boy. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a digital index operator at Spacely Space Rocket. And I love Family Fallout.
Oh, and I love you. Ow!
I love this part of the show. And how are you, my little...
Go ahead, Rocketeer. Make my day.
Boys will be boys. And now let's welcome your opponent, Mr. Spacely.
Mama, Mr. Spacely.
Jetson, what a surprise to find you here.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Oh, so you two know each other.
Of course. Everyone knows me. I'm the owner of Spacely Space Sprockets, the favorite sprocket of sprocket lovers everywhere. And this is my dear wife, Stella, my son, Arthur, his dog, Zero, and my revered mother-in-law, Mrs. Meltdown.
It's time to play Family Fallout. Now remember, the family who answers the most questions correctly will go home with the Grand Galactic Prize. Okay, here's your first question. What is Kepler's third law of planetary motion?
Sorry, Jane,
I'll take a chance. The squares of the periods of any two planets are proportional to the cubes of their mean distances to the sun.
That's absolutely correct! Oh, I've just been informed that computers are not allowed on Family Fallout.
But, gee, Rosie's not a computer. She's a part of our family.
I'm sorry, Elroy, but those are the rules.
Elroy! Trevor! Do it, Trevor!
Cut it out, Astro!
Now that's much better! Thanks, Richie!
This game will be a cinch to win now.
I hope so, Cosmo. Mother and I did not come down here to waste our time.
You'd better believe it, Buster!
Okay, now here's your next question. Name the famous rock and roller who conquered the universe with his big hit, Eep, Oop, Ork, Ah-Ah.
Jet Screamer, who else?
Good, Brainwave.
What do you expect? She's a teenager.
Don't worry, dear. I'm sure you'll get the next one.
Ready? What famous clothing designer created the shredded look after his pants were ruined by a runaway lawnmower?
Oh, I know. It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's Calvin Klein.
Right on the circuit.
If we lose, I'm asking Mother to move in with us immediately.
That's right, Bonehead.
This togetherness is really paying off, Daddy. These questions are easy.
The big question is, where am I going to work if we win?
And here we go again. Whose picture's on the front of a $1 trillion bill?
I've got it. It's J. Paul Galaxy the 27th.
Ah, good for you, Cosmo. You're finally catching up.
We can't let Mr. Spacely get ahead.
But if we don't, he'll have mine.
The score is Spacely 7, Jetson 6. Pretty exciting.
Time is running out. We're getting closer to the end.
And it just may be the end of you, Jetson.
I wish you wouldn't put it that way.
Okay, everybody. According to TV Galactic Guide, who's the most popular space monster on television?
Gee, that's easy. It's Smogzilla.
All right! Good answer! Yeah.
Game is tied.
You ought to be tied, Jetson, to a stake.
Well, what do you think, folks? Should we bring the Jetsons and the Spaceys back to battle it out?
Yeah! Oh, I'm so excited, George. I'm feeling lucky. I feel in my bones we're gonna win.
Me too. Even in the ones that are gonna be broken. I'm so nervous I can hardly push a button.
Jetson seems to have his mind on things other than work. I'll just give him a little push. Over the edge, that is.
Jetson! What's wrong? Too busy thinking? Is this what I'm paying you for?
Well, you see, Mr. Spacely, I...
No, I don't see.
Very funny, Rudy. Very funny.
Get to work, Jetson. No gabbing on company time. Here's your assignment for today.
This'll take days to punch out.
You better have it done before quitting time, or you can call it quits.
I'm ruined. My finger will never be the same.
Don't worry, Jetson. If you win on Family Fallout, you'll be home early every day. Get the message?
I get it, Mr. Spacely. I get it. And I'm going to get it from Jane if I don't win.
I sure put the fear of Spacely into Jetson. I'm such a genius, I can hardly stand it.
Oh, push it, Spacely.
Rudy, old boy, I'm glad to see you're in a good mood, because I've got a little job for you. Now, this is what I want you to do.
Shall I order one or two breakfast cubes from McDippers today, dear?
I can't talk.
George, what's wrong? Sore throat? Are you sure this isn't a Spacely sore throat? It would be a way of getting out of tonight's show.
No.
Well, in that case, I'd better call Dr. Radius.
Dr. Radius, at your service. What seems to be the problem? Can't talk, eh? Stick out your tongue.
How does it look, Doctor? Is it serious?
Well, this looks to me like a psychological sore throat caused by hyperdrive tension.
Hyperdrive tension?
That's correct, Mrs. Jetson. And I'd advise you to keep George away from any activities that could cause him any more stress, like work or...
We were supposed to be on Family Fallout tonight.
TV quiz shows are definitely out of the question. Whew.
Well, psychological or not, George, the kids and I are going to win this game, with or without you.
Welcome to another devastating battle on Family Fallout. So let's bring back the Jetsons and the Spacelys.
Where's old Jittery George?
He's at home with the case of lunargitis, thanks to you.
I don't know why on earth you would ever say that.
You know very well why I'm saying that, Mr. Spacely.
Now, temper.
Now, folks, save your strength for the game. Here's your first question. According to the song, I Left My Chip in Supernova, what instrument did the Monkey Boys play?
Oh, that's easy. The cluster phone.
Cluster phone?
That's right! The cluster phone!
Good for you, Astro.
I don't believe it. I never thought dog training school were doing this much good. I guess he takes after me. What am I saying? If I was really smart, I never would have gotten myself in this mess in the first place.
Ready to blast off? Here's your next question. Name the Nobel Prize-winning author who wrote Of Mice and Martians.
Ron Starbuck.
Right, John Starbuck.
Cool,
Cosmo. How can you let that dog humiliate us in front of millions?
Don't worry, dear. I've got a secret weapon.
And it had better work, you dimwit.
Now, here's a tough one. If you are vacationing on the brightest star in the Andromeda constellation, where would you be?
Alpha Quest. It has an apparent magnitude of 2.1 and is denoted as
Alpha Charge.
Right!
Right!
Don't worry, Astro. You'll get the next.
Oh, this is the worst antenna ache I ever had.
You see, dear, I told you that winning this game would be as easy as pie to the 90th degree.
Just keep up the good work, Cosmo. We're on our way to that grand prize.
Or you'll have me for a roommate.
Oh, I gotta find a cure for this bad brain. This noise has given me a short circuit. Ow! I must be getting closer to its source. Sulfur and silicone. I had a feeling in my toes that Mr. James Watt was behind this.
Name the most popular bubbly beverage on Venus.
Spanglefish with a twist of lime.
Spanglefish with a twist of lime.
So that's how we got so smart. Well, I'll give him a brainstorm he'll never forget.
Hey, what do you think you're doing with my circuits, lady?
I'm turning you into an honest computer, that's what.
What planet's highest military honor is the Flugelmark? Is it Titanius, Dwarfus, or the planet Squeegee? Oh, sorry, Cosmo. That's not the answer we're looking for.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my ears are on fire!
I always said he was nothing but a hothead.
Okay, everyone. Here's our big chance to catch up. And we're doing it together.
Game is tied. Game is tied. 30 seconds left to play.
Okay, families, this is it. A final question to decide this game once and for all. Are you ready?
Ready!
Let's roll! What's he saying?
For the Grand Galactic Prize, can you tell me what the letters R-U-D-I stand for?
R-U-D-I. Gee, do you know, Astro?
Beats me.
Where's your secret weapon now, skinhead?
What? What'd you say?
Time is running out. Time is running out.
Gee, Mom, it looks like our luck is running out. George!
I know the answer.
I knew you wouldn't let us down, Dad.
Jetson? What's he doing here?
Rudy stands for a referential, universal, differential indexer.
That's absolutely, positively, undeniably correct! Congratulations! You just won Family Fallout!
What's going on?
Jetson won!
Jetson won? How could he do this to me? Jetson! You're fired!
Say the word, George, and the Grand Galactic Prize is yours. Or you can choose what's behind the force field. It could be anything from a brand new space car to a worthless piece of space junk.
That's what you'll be when I'm through with you, Jetson. A worthless piece of junk.
One more thing, George. Since you're the big winner, if you choose the force field, your opponent will automatically take home the Grand Galactic Prize.
Take the force field, lame brain!
Well, what will it be, George? The Grand Galactic Prize or the force field?
I'll take what's behind the force field.
George, how could you do such a thing?
Well,
I hope you enjoy eating fine cosmic cuisine, because you'll be making lots of it with your brand new Supersonic Big Dipper Deluxe Minulator, the latest in food arachocycle, furnished by Retro Rockets Incorporated.
Wonderful.
Jetson, you're back on my team again. And I won't even give you a pay cut.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Spacely. You're all heart.
Hey, Rocketeer, let's see what I want.
Clear out the garage in the house, because you'll need lots and lots of room. For you and your entire family will be receiving a lifetime supply of Cogswell's cars.
Yeah! Cogswell's cars!
I guess the excitement was too much for him.